for another update on our efforts to slow the spread. Marion County citizens and businesses have been doing a yeoman's job in contributing to our national effort to attempt to slow the spread of the coronavirus. I want to just run through a couple of points that were raised by the president yesterday. First of all, as we've started out, it was 15 days to slow the spread. Those efforts, according to the president's press conference yesterday, appear to be working. But in order to continue these mitigation efforts and keep this war against this virus going, they have expanded the 15 days now to 30 additional days. So as Marion County, our government offices, our policies are now focused on 30 days to slow the spread. All of the behaviors that were in the 15 days are contained in this 30-day document. This takes us to the end of April. And I know it's a big ask of our citizens, and we ask it certainly understanding the sacrifices you are making, both in your businesses and as individuals. Your kids are home, schools aren't open, can't go to the library, can't go to the movies, can't go to your favorite restaurants. Or if you're like me, you can't get your hair cut when you need to. Everybody is making a sacrifice right now to try to mitigate the spread of this virus. So we would encourage you to go to coronavirus.gov and review the behaviors that we are asking and that our government is asking us to do as our duty as Americans to slow the spread. A couple of documents that are charts that were shared yesterday in the press conference, I will share them as well so you can at least see them if you have not. This big blue curve is what would happen from a modeling perspective if we did nothing. As you can see, the numbers are quite high in the 1 million to 2 million death range. If we did nothing as a nation, that is what the modeling projects would happen as a result of the coronavirus infections. However, with the mitigation efforts we have already put into place during these first 15 days, and what will happen as we continue to do these for the next 30, this highlighted area down here is where our experts that are working for the president now project the national death rate. It's still high, 100 to 240,000. That's unacceptable. But we have to understand that we as citizens need to continue to exercise, we need to exercise our best judgment in doing these behaviors. That means no unnecessary travel. It means washing your hands. It means proper social distancing. We need to do these things so that we can drive even this part of the graph down lower. It's our responsibility. When compared to other states, we tried to highlight it. This is what was presented yesterday in the president's press conference. Iowa is down here. You can see New York, you can see New Jersey, and the other 48 states. What we are doing is having an effect, but we also know that the wave has not yet come to Iowa. There's the chance that we could get more cases. We've seen the number of cases in Iowa increase. But if we continue to do these behaviors, our hope is Iowa will stay down here, that we will continue to flatten this line, and we will not have the spike that we've seen in some of the eastern states. If you note, Washington is down here now, in California, where it first broke out in the United States. So these efforts that we are doing, they matter. So we want to encourage you to continue to do your part to slow the spread of the coronavirus. As Governor Reynolds has said in her press conferences, they are trying to take a day-by-day approach using data to understand what they should do from a state perspective. We as Marion County are taking our lead from our federal and state partners. With that, I'd like to invite Kim Dorn to come and give a public health update. Kim, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Statewide today, we have 549 confirmed cases. We are so thankful to report that Marion County still has no confirmed cases. I want to thank Marion County for your dedication to the president's 15-day plan. You're doing a great job of following that guidance. I know the news of the extension for 30 days was hard to hear. I encourage you to keep the faith. Keep doing the social distancing, the hand washing, the stay at home if you can, no groups over 10, and don't touch your face. There are plenty of things that we can do. Play outside with your family, take walks, walk the dog, skip rocks on the lake, get creative, do some real social interaction with your family and your small group. There's a lot that can be done. Social distancing doesn't mean social isolation. Marion County is prepared, and we'll do the case tracking when we get a positive. So what that means is when we get a positive, that person will be isolated, and the contacts will be contacted, and we'll talk to them about quarantine, and we'll manage that. So just keep doing the right thing, and we'll all get through this together.
All right. All right. Kim, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And just to highlight what Kim said is very important, that social distancing is not social isolation or social disengagement. There are creative ways that we can still have contact with our friends and our neighbors and maintain the guidelines that have been outlined. So thanks, Kim. I'd like to invite Kevin Stitsworth, Director of Public Relations at Knoxville Hospital. Kevin, thank you for coming to give an update on the hospital.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We are chugging away at the hospital. Just a few updates. We have funneled our entrance to one point right now. So we had two entrances there on Howard Street. So we're funneling all to emergency exit and emergency entrance. So we appreciate your cooperation coming there. Everyone's been really great about just following our procedures and just coming and giving that extra time to come. So we appreciate that. We are currently taking the space that we lease over in Bell Avenue. And it is, we're preparing that so we can see patients over there. So we'll be directing our acute respiratory patients who, you know, feel like they've got something that's come on recently. So that way it'll help minimize any exposure to our hospital and our staff and our patients and visitors. And so we're preparing that. Well, there'll be some more information about that when we have all the logistics worked out on that. And those who are interested in seeing their doctor, but they don't want to come to the hospital, we have this new virtual visit program that's online right now. So it's called Mobile Express Care. You can find it on our website, knoxvillehospital.org. And basically, all you need to do is download Zoom on your mobile device, whether it's a tablet or a laptop or a cell phone. And then you can schedule an appointment with your provider and be seen. So it's been really great. We've had several patients take advantage of that this week. We've also been able to use it with our nursing homes. So we've got our physicians who are able to see patients over there. And you know, they're kind of on a lockdown, so they're able to still get the care they need, but still get that quality care for us. So
that's
been great. Yeah.
Yeah. Are folks holding up okay?
We're doing great. I do want to give a shout out because
absolutely.
Monday was Doctor's Day. So happy Doctor's Day. Happy Doctor's Week, I guess, mm-hmm. too. And basically to all of our medical providers, our staff, you know, the front line, everyone that's just really working hard there. I think some of the unsung heroes are our EVS staff. They have been diligently cleaning and preparing rooms and making sure that things are spotless, but also just safe for us. And they have been doing it just incredibly. So kudos to them. They've worked tirelessly. So
great.
Yes.
Appreciate the update, Kevin.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Thank you very much. Yeah, very important. And when you get a chance, make sure to thank our medical providers for what they're doing. I'd like to invite Bob Cruz now, Chief Executive Officer at Pella Regional, to join us. Bob, I told you you're number three. I meant number four. But what's your update?
Don't worry about that. I just thank you very much for the opportunity and for all the work you're doing. And I echo Kevin's comments about just thanking every physician and all the staff for their incredible work they're doing and the sacrifices they're making in their personal time and just doing all that they can to continually stay updated on all the things. It's an hour by hour, but we share every day on what the latest findings are so that we can react to them. So I agree with that. We just want to make sure that we're very appreciative to all of the folks in healthcare right now.
Great.
And a couple other things I just kind of want to overview again to make sure people understand. Now, again, Pella Regional just continues to be very steadfast in our commitment to protect the health of the communities that we serve by, again, we're limiting the number of public entrances to our facilities. We're implementing visitor restrictions, and we're screening all visitors and suspending elective surgeries and procedures. I think some of that's review, but I think it's important.
Yeah.
And then another thing we really want to emphasize is that Pella Regional has established what we're referring to as a Patient Access Center, or PAC, Patient Access Center, that began seeing patients with respiratory and infectious symptoms on our separate site. Patients who are experiencing a cough or upper respiratory symptoms or infectious symptoms will need to be seen at the PAC instead of going to our traditional walk-in clinic. And the PAC is located, just for folks that aren't familiar, the PAC building where we're doing this is located just west of the Orthopedic Center on the main Pella Regional Healthcare Center campus. And again, the Pella Medical Clinic, though, is still continuing to see patients with no respiratory or infectious symptoms. They will be screened. And then patients with regular scheduled appointments need to call their provider prior to an appointment if they have or are experiencing any respiratory or infectious symptoms. We are asking these patients that have regularly scheduled appointments at Pella Medical Clinic to call the provider prior to arranging an appointment time if they are experiencing those respiratory or infectious symptoms again. We continue to implement and follow all the CDC and Ohio Department of Health guidelines to keep our patients, and again, I'm just emphasizing we're keeping the staff safe as well. And Pella Regional continues to provide health care at our medical clinics in Pella, Ottumwa, Prairie City, and Knoxville, along with our main hospital's campus. And that kind of concludes my remarks. But again, just thank you for having these updates and reports, and please keep up the great work.
Great. Thanks, Bob. I appreciate the update and everything you folks are doing to make sure we're ready from a healthcare standpoint. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Take care.
All right. You too. I'd like to invite Don DeWard, Mayor of the City of Pella, give us an update. And he has a prop this time, Don. What do you got?
Yeah, thanks for doing this again, Mark. Appreciate it. Yeah, I do have a prop with me today. I'll talk about that in a second. I just wanted to give a quick update on, from the City of Pella's perspective. As everybody knows, we've had our city facilities closed now for about 10 days, our sports park and our soccer complex and all that. This week on Monday, we decided to also, in conjunction with the school district, to close all the playgrounds around town and some tennis courts and pickleball courts. And so we did that on starting on Tuesday. Now, the reason that I think what we've tried to say is, you know, as we get new information, we try to react to it. And so we pay close attention to what the White House is saying, what the governor's office is saying, what Marion County is saying. And on Monday, we received a email from the National Parks and Rec Commission, and they suggested that playgrounds, the equipment on playgrounds, should be closed. I think if you think about it, with a lot of different people climbing around on those, the chance to spread the virus probably increases. And so we decided to do that. again, all these decisions are not, none of them are easy. Yeah. At whatever level of leadership it is, and it's an ever-changing environment. So as things change, we try to stay on top of things, and so all of that, you know, is all that is closed until further notice, and so a couple things. I think it's important that we highlight some of the good things that are going on. So my prop, what I have is a face shield, and Vermeer Manufacturing donated 40 of those to the EMS, the local EMS. So that's kind of a neat thing. That Vermeer has always been a company that's very community focused and community oriented, so I'm not surprised at all, but that's kind of a neat story. And as the people of Pella know, on Sunday night, we did the Scoop, the KNIA, KRLS sponsored a Scoop the Loop night, just to get people out and moving around a little bit. And my wife and I walked up to the city square, and there wasn't a lot of loop scooping going on because the whole town became a parking lot because there were so many cars. But the one thing I said to my wife that was pretty cool about it, as I stood there and watched people kind of creep around the square, I saw a lot of kids with smiles on their faces. Kids sticking their heads out of sunroofs and cars that were stopped. So whenever you see a kid smiling, that's got to make you feel good. So that was good. And then one other thing that I saw, I have a granddaughter who goes to Lincoln Elementary School, and the school teachers put a video out on Facebook for the kids to watch. That was really cool, yeah. Just with a message for the kids and how they missed them and those kind of things. So really meant, as I sat and watched my granddaughter watch that, it just meant a lot to the kids. So yeah. Really appreciate that from the teachers trying to help in this tough time for everybody.
Absolutely.
So we need to continue to do what we're doing. What we're told to do, you know, the 15-day slow the spread's now been turned into a 45-day, and you know, there's a lot of evidence that if some of these things don't happen, it becomes quite a catastrophe. So it's really important that we try to do whatever we can.
Absolutely, and just for people that watch our updates, Don's always the one that reminds me we've got to tell some good stories. So I love it when he brings in the fact that we've got some great businesses in Marion County. We've got some great people that are contributing to these efforts. So, and Scooping the Loop, I did the Knoxville one, Don. So yeah. I got through about half of it before it was over. Yeah. It was a great event from KNIA. So anyway, yeah. Thank you for that update, Don. Yeah. We sure appreciate it.
Yeah, and thanks for the opportunity to continue to provide these. I think it's an important service to our citizens. So thanks a lot.
Thanks, Don. We sure appreciate it. Very good. I'd like to invite Greg Eberling from Pella School District. Greg, thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
Sure appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate being asked. We know it takes a lot of different angles to inform the community and help people know what's going on, and so this is very beneficial for us, that's for sure. So certainly from the Pella Community School District perspective, continuing to just message out to our parents and our students to continue to social distance, keeping people safe, not being out any more than we have to. Don mentioned that Pella did shut down the playgrounds, both the city and the school. That's really the play equipment. We haven't shut down the green space, so people still could be out on the green space. But again, we're encouraging that people are not congregated in groups, including our students. So that's important to us. So we put big orange snow fence around our equipment, so it's pretty obvious to people, and made signs so people will know that. So that's important that people realize that. From the school perspective, of course, you know, this is hard for students because they are supposed to be in the fourth quarter of their school year. And so they are, you know, having to socially distance and be away from their teachers. So we are just stressing the importance to parents and students to continue with learning opportunities that students have. Both the Knoxville school system, Pella Christian school system, and the Pella Community school system have all offered some online learning opportunities for students. We want them to continue to take advantage of that. parents need to be asking their kids questions about what are the things they're learning, what are they doing, and hopefully being able to occupy some of their thoughts and minds and time during the day with that new learning. So that's important for us. So we just want to stress that importance because, you know, parents, of course, are their first and their best teacher for their students, and a lot of kids, you know, don't always have to communicate with their parents about what's learning going on in school. But now, since they're home and trying to have a schedule, they need to do that. So we are just encouraging that. We also are continuing forward with our meals for students and meal pickup, so grab-and-go meals. We did start today and have communicated out that we're going to start doing that on a weekly basis now, so actually we can put meals together for a whole week for people when they request it. And so we're going to go Wednesday to Wednesday from here on out, which again, it helps protect our staff because it limits the amount of contact. So it's once a week that we're going to actually have breakfast and lunch for students that they can pick up those for the whole week. And then, of course, parents can go home and either freeze those meals or put those meals in the refrigerator to stay safe. But so that will continue going forward, that we go weekly. The other thing that we're doing is because so much is internet-based, I'm getting really sick and tired of having meetings that aren't face-to-face, that are just over the internet, because it seems like I'm watching one virtual meeting after another. That's the name of our game, and so we're all tired of looking at the screen, and our kids will be too. But because of that, it all is contingent on actually having internet access, and we will have some kids that don't have internet access, and that would be true in Knoxville, Appella Christian, Pella. No matter where you are, you're going to have internet access and challenges for some students. So the U.S. Cellular store in Pella has actually, they can convert old U.S. Cellular cell phones to hotspots. Wow. So if people that have had a U.S. Cellular phone in the past will actually bring those phones in and donate those, U.S. Cellular will make those into a hotspot, and then we can get those out to students. So that's a really good benefit. We know we've got a percentage of our population that just doesn't have access to the internet, and especially with the library shut down, the school shut down, Smoky Road, different businesses that typically would have internet access where people would congregate, they don't have that now. So all of a sudden it becomes like, well, so where do we go get an internet connectivity? So that's a big deal. But so U.S. Cellular, at least in Pella, and I know other providers probably have some options like that too. So use cell phones. They can be 6 to 8 year old phones and people still can use them. So it's pretty amazing that they can convert those into hotspots for us, and that would give some options for students.
Absolutely. Greg, that's great information. Thank you.
So that's what we have to share. We just are, you know, thankful that there's, you know, such great cooperation between different entities, and we're trying to do all we can just to keep informing people and communicating it out.
Excellent. Greg.
So thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Greg, for coming. We sure appreciate it. Great information on that U.S. Cellular piece. That's fantastic. Dan Van Cooten from, did I say that right, Dan? Cooten?
Van Cooten.
Van Cooten from Pella Christian. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for the invitation to come, Mark. Appreciate being asked. I just want to add a few things to what Superintendent Ebling said. First of all, like all the other schools in the county, we are interested in following the guidelines that have been put forth by the county, also the state, and the White House. We're really thankful for all those entities for giving us guidance and leadership. A lot of our students and families, I think, are wondering about what's going to happen with the right now return date of April 13. We have not heard guidance about that yet. We assume that President Trump's social distancing extension will probably affect schools too, but as soon as we know, parents and students, you'll be the first to know after that. So we too, along with the City of Pella and Pella Community Schools, we have closed down our buildings. We've closed down our athletic facilities. We've closed down our playgrounds. That's a hard decision to make because we too are interested in everybody in our city and our county being healthy. And I think Karen may have been the one that said this, but social distancing doesn't, or physical distancing might be a better way to describe that. We certainly would encourage everybody to get out on walks and walk the dog and get outside, especially now that the weather seems to have turned better. So get out there, folks. At Pella Christian Schools, we began some virtual learning on Monday. And yeah, that's a challenging task. We would say that it's almost like starting a new school all in about a week or two. So, but it's been good work, and we found, like all the other schools in the county, our teachers have been working really hard, and parents and students have been very cooperative. And so reports after 2.5 days are that it's going very well, and so we're thankful for that. Yep, there are bumps, and we'll have to fix some things going into week two, but yeah, internet access, Greg Ebling spoke to that. And I would just ask you, yeah, go. If we can help you find solutions for internet access, we want to do that. And we've done that for a number of families already. Very thankful, too, that we've been able to find support for our students that need extra support, those on IEPs or on 504 plans, and other kids that we've identified as maybe needing a little more help. We've been able to use some of our hourly employees to provide extra layers of support for them because, yeah, this is a new paradigm for everybody, and we just want to offer positive support so that we can all get through something that none of us chose. For parents and students in our system, we're going to be posting next week's learning materials by 3 p.m. on Friday, just like this past week. And those learning sites can also be found on our website at both of our schools. So I guess I would just say, too, we're thankful that we've been able to continue employing all of our people with just a couple of exceptions. It's been a challenge for our, yeah, our bus drivers and our food service staff. We are very thankful that our food service folks from other schools have been able to offer meals for families that need that. And maybe the last thing to say is we're just so thankful for our county leadership, city leadership, state leadership. And, you know, I think we all join in just praying to God that he can keep using all of us to make a difference here and to mitigate the spread of this virus. So we thank everybody for their good work.
Great. Dan, thank you. And we appreciate all your efforts, especially from an educational standpoint. This is a trying time for our kids. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, as we close up, one announcement that I'll share from Marion County. Remember that our courthouse offices have moved to 614 East Washington Street, which is the old East Elementary School in Knoxville. County offices remain closed to the public at this time, but we urge you to continue to call for assistance and check the county's website for updates or other information. The clerk of court and all court activities have been relocated to that location, 614 East Washington. Court operations remain functional. You're encouraged to call the clerk of court if you have any specific questions. And all other county government offices will, again, remain closed. On our joint information page, we will have updates as necessary. I'd like to close with one comment. I started off with this chart. And one thing, if you know anything about models, it's about the data that goes into the model. This better scenario, if you could call it that, depends on all of us contributing and doing the 30 days to slow the spread, or as Don said, the 45 days, if you add the other 15 we've already done. We want to be contributors to bringing this down. And as you see from a county perspective, we have some great businesses, great individuals, education. Everybody's participating in this and looking for ways to get us through this time. We can do this if we do it together. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back on Friday.
That concludes a KNIA KRLS breaking news program, a Marion County Board of Supervisors COVID-19 press conference. The one to count on.